Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Lance Zimmerman of the Cattle Facts Organization, talking about cow-calf strategy for success in just a moment.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
With the high cost of fertilizer, water, and other inputs, there's never been a better time for the groundbreaking iGrowth ImmaFlex sorghum production system. Herbicide-tolerant iGrowth grain and forage hybrids from Alta Seeds paired with the weed-fighting power of ImmaFlex herbicide from UPL can help you improve your crop production efficiency and make the very most of your sorghum acres. Visit sorghumpotential.com/start today to lock in your seed. Always read and follow label directions.
Lance Zimmerman is the Director of Research and Protein Market Analysis for the Cattle Facts Organization. Lance was part of a Cattle Chat podcast recently talking about cow-calf operators and the need to take care of business at home. In other words, those production details, being successful at that will help you be successful overall. But he says you can't neglect things that are going on outside of your control, beyond the farm gate.
Time and time again, your most profitable operators, whether it's a cow-calf producer, whether it's a wheat producer, whether it's a row crop farmer in Iowa, you're always better off financially in those benchmark databases if you're a producer that focuses most of your time and attention internally on what you can control versus, let's be honest, quite often what happens in the markets, you can control a very small percentage of, especially with the global nature of commodity markets today, the increasingly global nature of commodity markets today, there's things you can do. And obviously, there's influence you can have there. And a lot of times also, we're guilty of recognizing as beef cattle producers, on average, we're pretty small. And so that even gives you less influence in how you can move your bottom line by focusing on outside factors, especially when the average herd size is under 50 head.
While Lance Zimmerman says that cow-calf operators primarily need to be taking care of things they can control, watching those things at the farm gate and inside the ranch operation, at the same time, those that are successful at navigating these marketing risks, those things outside of the farm gate, have a chance to enhance their bottom line.
Producers that have an ability to react and change their marketing, change their management based on these big kind of macro level industry discussions. One, they do a great job of maintaining operational flexibility. And then two, they do a great job of being situationally aware of what the market is around them. And I think that gives them the opportunity, no matter what's thrown at them, good or bad, that they can react. You know, I think about this whole discussion started with you asking about seasonality. In times when prices get incredibly tight, and we really went through a five-year stretch where we all saw that, we all felt that as a cattle-producing audience, I cringed every time I picked up a Popular Press magazine article and it talked about, well, you just need to retain ownership. That is not a risk management strategy. In fact, it's quite the opposite. Anytime you own an asset, you invest more money in that, you tie up more dollars and time in it, you're inherently adding risk.
Now, the risk of retaining ownership may be worthwhile. Lance Zimmerman says that is something you have to assess as you look at that particular situation. He calls it an opportunity risk.
At certain points in a cycle, long run production, expansion, contraction cycles that we go through, the 10-year cattle cycle in the industry, there are probably long run periods and there are probably even short run periods where you may be willing to take on more production risk by retaining ownership because the return to enhancing your marketing flexibility is greater than the risk you inherit. And so I think we're in one of those times now. We're still contracting as a beef cow industry, but I think those producers that are already thinking ahead, even in the middle of a historically strong drought, strongest since we went through in 2012, they're already thinking ahead to, okay, my cow herd's pretty lean right now. My pasture conditions are really tight, but I need to start thinking ahead because if I want to expand, if I don't do it soon enough, I'm going to be paying a fortune for those next females I bring in.
Lance Zimmerman of Cattle Facts. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Spur Ranch Back to Grass Female Sale coming Saturday, May 21st, 1 p.m. at the ranch 15 miles west of Vinita, Oklahoma. Over 325 head will sell us 200 lots. For details, you can go to spurranch.com or give them a call 918-256-5850. Spur Ranch is proud to offer cattle that grow, gain, and grade. You can attend the Back to Grass Sale in person or check it out on liveauctions.tv. Go to spurranch.com for information.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.